Good morning, it's Tuesday, January 25th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect early fog turning partly cloudy with a high of 41 degrees. The evening looks cloudy with a low of 32 degrees. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department says a man tied to a deadly shooting in Spanaway killed himself in jail. Corrections deputies found 28-year-old Antonio De Jesus Espinoza dead in his cell January 7. Officers said they were bringing a meal to Espinoza at about 9:40 a.m. when they found him hanging from his metal bunk bed by a blanket. He was being housed alone. Sheriff spokesperson Sergeant Darren Moss said there's no sign of foul play. The medical examiner's office has not yet ruled on a cause of death. Espinoza was charged with murder in the December 31 homicide of 31-year-old Jim Gastelum. Detectives didn't determine a motive, but found suspected narcotics in Espinoza's garage where the shooting happened. It's not clear what caused a deadly rollover car crash in Frederickson. A 37-year-old man was thrown from his SUV after it tore through several trees and a fence alongside the road Saturday. The crash happened at about 10:15 p.m. at the intersection of 176th Street East and 70th Avenue East. Pierce County Sheriff's Department spokesperson Sergeant Darren Moss said the driver was traveling at a high rate of speed. He also said the vehicle went through a fence after hitting the trees, two light poles, and a crosswalk sign. The driver has not been identified. A woman is recovering in the hospital after she was shot by a car thief in Fife. Police said a man and woman were letting their vehicle warm up outside their home Monday morning when someone got in the car and drove off. Fife Police Department Assistant Chief Dave Wood said the homeowners got in another vehicle and followed their car about two blocks until they confronted the thief at the intersection of Celebration Avenue East and Radiance Boulevard East. Wood said the suspect shot the woman in the back and the side, then ran off, leaving the stolen car behind. Police responded to multiple reports of shots fired in that area. The gunshot victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A wrong-way driver is facing criminal charges after a head-on crash on State Route 167 in Sumner. The crash happened overnight Monday near 24th Street East. Washington State Patrol said they arrested the driver on suspicion of DUI. Trooper Robert Ryer said in a tweet that the person in the vehicle that was hit suffered serious injuries. The driver who caused the crash is not hurt. A teenage trombonist from Puyallup will perform on a pretty impressive stage. Sabian Kinchlo McConaughey is a senior at Bethel High School. This February he'll play at Carnegie Hall in New York City. It comes after a performing arts organization called the Honors Performance Series offered him the opportunity to play with other young musicians. His mother said a teacher nominated him. He has a GoFundMe to help pay for his trip. After high school, Kinchlo McConaughey hopes to study trombone performance at the Oberlin Conservatory of Music in Ohio. He said he wants to be a professional musician and a music professor. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT offers for more information.